You're listening to www.syndicatednews.net, Internet Radio. Today we have a special surprise. We're going to spend some time here with Richard Garcia. He's the Director of Public Relations.
Correct.
For Move.com. And he says that real estate is going to the dogs. Richard?
Hi, thank you. Yes, we just launched the campaign, Dog Days of Summer, which officially happens on August 26th. Move.com, along with Realtor.com, is launching Dog Days of Summer throughout the entire month of August. And it gives perspective to home buyers and homeowners who are looking to find a niche marketing tool and a way to add value to their homes by creating dog-friendly environments, both indoors and outdoors. And we thought this was a fun way to present some doggy tips to potential clients.
I have a friend right now that's had tremendous difficulty establishing herself in real estate because people do not want the pet, the dog.
Correct, and this gives some added value to a home by just small enhancements, small touch-ups of your house, whether it's landscaping of your house or adding a doggy door or a pet-friendly secure room. We're going to provide you with some tips and examples, both through photos and through our blogs, on ways you can provide your dog with the best possible living available.
And these are seemingly unusual pet-friendly features. A Victorian doghouse?
Well, we have Victorian doghouses. We have a doghouse in Texas with about 1,200 square feet. We have heated and climate-controlled doghouses, secluded cottages for a getaway for your dog. Not everything is all roses when you're somebody's pet. So some alone time is needed, and quiet spaces are needed for your pet once in a while. And dog owners love their pets, and they go to extremes to provide them with the best.
And tell us about the Great Dane named Samson.
Oh, this is a dog over in North Texas, and he was a rescue dog. And just like many dog lovers, as I mentioned, they go the extra mile to help out with their pet's living situation. And this particular couple decided to provide their dog with comforts beyond the comforts of most dog and dog houses. So as an example, the owners created a small outdoor patio area for the dog.
Mm-hmm.
They also created a short 3-foot fence. They basically gave him the living accommodations that you would give to
a guest
or your son or daughter on their first home. So this is an awesome example of both loyalty from pet owner to the dog and the dog to the pet owners.
So National Dog Day is August 26th?
That's correct. That's the actual date of Dog Days of Summer.
Dog Days of Summer.
And anybody interested in sharing their favorite pet photo can go on to Move.com or Realtor.com and share their favorite pet photo with a chance to win some great prizes.
And that www.move.com.
That is correct.
So these are properties for sale with fantastic pet friendly features.
Yeah, and you can see all the examples that we have from across the United States of how dogs are treated like royalty by their owners.
And you have biodegradable toys for dogs, dogs going green, is that right?
Oh, we have examples of environmentally friendly designs.
Mm-hmm.
We have examples of, like I mentioned earlier, dog-friendly gardens that provide quiet space along with open space for a dog, even if you don't have that large of a yard, certain plants that dogs like. And we have other examples of how you can create the perfect environment for your dog or to allow your pet to have a healthy and happy life.
Is that right that Paris has built Tinkerbell a 2-story mansion?
Well, if you're going to be the pet of a celebrity, you're going to have to live the rock star life. we have a couple of examples of celebrities who have 2-story kennel mansions. They have Drew Barrymore, who happens to have a trust valued at $3 million for her particular pet, Flossie. So we have examples of both the famous and infamous. We have street names of famous dogs in movies from the U.S. that we're presenting. We have dogs that were pets of the presidents of the United States and their
mm-hmm.
living accommodations. So we have everything dog presented on our website this month.
And top 10 dog parks.
Well, if you're going to travel, if you're
mm-hmm.
a pet owner and you're going to travel, we have safety tips on how to travel with your dog. We have top 10 dog-friendly communities, top 10 cities, and the top 10 names of dogs in those particular cities and types of breeds. And we have best hotels you might want to stay in when traveling with your dog. And if you're a renter, we provide you with examples of how to look for pet-friendly apartments and homes.
Do you have anything for South Carolina? I have a friend in South Carolina that truly needs to find a place that is pet-friendly. And her dog, I think, weighs about 8 pounds.
You log on to move.com and go under our rental section. Under our rental section, and it'll give you a list of dog-friendly environments.
Paula, this one's for you. This is great. My friend Paula needs a place that's pet-friendly.
Okay.
And you're here to serve. That's lovely. I remember when I came from New York to Florida and I brought my son's dog with me, and I had to find pet-friendly hotels all the way down. And I was able to find them. I don't remember what website I used, but I was able to find hotels that accepted pets, and it was so much more comfortable to bring that dog. It was 92 and 93 degrees to bring him into an air-conditioned room to let him rest, and that's when he actually really slept comfortably.
Well, now you can just make move.com your official website so that you can know everything about from your local school districts and how they rate, to local community amenities, to pet-friendly environments, including rentals and homes.
We recently did a promotion for the Delta Vancouver Airport Hotel in Richmond, and they have a doggy mascot that the people that stay at the hotel get to walk if they'd like to take the dog out for a walk. And when the Olympics were being held there in Canada, in Richmond, the American Olympians were processed at their hotel at the Delta, and the Olympian used to take the dog on runs in the morning, and that week the dog was very, very tired. But the dog has its own Facebook page, and she twitters. Her name is Cessna, the hotel dog. You can find her on Facebook. It's fascinating. What a charming, say, amenity to add to a hotel, don't you think?
Agreed. There is a huge population in the U.S. that has their pet with them in every aspect of travel, whether it's leisure or business. So we find more and more of our customers are looking for pet-friendly environments, and we've accommodated them by presenting them with pet-friendly hotels as well as pet-friendly rentals. In other areas where people are interested in knowing what their community offers their pet, everybody who logs onto our website can look that up. As soon as they punch in a city in the United States, going to come up with not only listings of homes, but details about the communities that they're searching.
I can't thank you enough for taking the time to share that with us. We want our listeners to know that there's an entire real estate program online now that involves the needs of dogs and pet owners, and that's at move.com, www.move.com. And this has been Richard Garcia.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot. And that's a wrap.
Thank you so much, Ruthie.